Today we'll be learning more about Encore. Encore is an organization, it's a member-run organization for individuals who are 50 plus in age, and it means exploring new concepts of retirement education, lifelong learning, love of learning. They offer classes at Classic Community College and other places. They have an upcoming picnic on August 22nd at Cullowhee Lake, so you can learn more about the organization. And then on September 27th, there's a special presentation at the Liberty Theater, which is free, Bay Ocean Atlantis of Oregon. We're going to talk about all of this and more with my guest, Elizabeth Hayes. Elizabeth is the past president of Encore, and she is a board member. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Well, good morning.
Thank
it's
you so much
speak
for
with
being
you
here.
Again.
Yes, absolutely. Learning is so much fun, and these classes are awesome. There are no tests, no grades, no compulsory attendance, no homework. You just get to soak up all this cool information and you know, stimulate your brain, your body, your mind, your spirit. But before we talk about Encore and how it works here in the Columbia Pacific region, Elizabeth, please tell the listening audience about yourself.
Well, I moved here from the Portland area. I moved to the coast about 15 years ago, and I came here for a job with Clatsop Community College, and it was a grant-funded job, and when that ran out, the original idea was I would go back to Portland or somewhere else, and I fell in love with the coast. I couldn't bear to leave it. So here I am. I have been in Astoria for about 12 years now, and I first heard about Encore when I worked at the college, because we have a partnership with the college, and I always knew when I retired, which I did so about 3 years ago, that I would become involved in this organization.
And what is the exact, like, the mission? The organization was started and established in 2001, and it's a 501c3 now. It's an independent charitable organization, so people can make donations. Instructors obviously teach classes at no charge. So how would you describe the mission of Encore?
Our primary mission is to offer lifelong opportunities to learn. That really is the fundamental of the organization. And as you'd mentioned, we provide those opportunities to individuals that are age 50 and up. And most of our members are retired or semi-retired. And the annual fee is $50. And for that, all of the members are able to attend all of the academic type classes. We have three types of classes that I would describe. And one are the longer term academically based classes. They would include things like geology, oceanography. We have philosophy classes. We have history classes, writing classes. You name it, we've probably done it. And because we're somewhat affiliated with the college, we have the same terms as the college does. So our next term is coming up in September, on September 22nd, and that's when we start the bulk of the classes. But in addition to having the mission of longer classes, we also include what we call special presentations. And they may last just one time for 1 to 2 hours. And those are, well, a good example would be back in the spring of 2025. We brought in a master gardener, a local master gardener, and she spent an hour with us talking about how to attract and keep hummingbirds in your garden. And people absolutely loved it. We walked away with so many ideas, tips, and tricks. And a third leg is what I would call activities. They're still learning activities, but they're primarily tours and field trips that we take. so that you can learn. You can learn about places and things that are nearby. So, for example, we recently had a tour of the Armory here in Astoria. And another time, well, actually twice in the last year or so, we've gone to the Heritage Museum. So people are able to see what is around them. We have most of our classes in the Senior Center here in Astoria. We have a contract with them, and that enables us to use the senior bus so that when we're going on these trips and tours, if it's a distance away, we have the opportunity to use the bus. So that really is kind of our main purpose. It's always learning in some form or another, but we also have social activities. And as you mentioned, we've got the picnic coming up, and we always have a Christmas event as well.
Well, the word senior doesn't mean what it used to when people think of, you know, people just sitting around. People are active and engaged and curious into their 90s and beyond these days. So there's really a big shift in what we think of as being a senior or an elder, hopefully an elder person, not just an elderly person. And so what you're doing is creating also connection with other humans, which we know is so important. Mm-hmm. And the kinds of people who are attracted to this, Elizabeth, clearly are curious and have a spark.
Absolutely. I think the main reasons that people join and stay within Encore is, number one, that passion of learning. But it really is also to connect with other like-minded people, you know, people that have had some similar life experiences to you, where most of us are within kind of two generations. And it's a way, as you had mentioned, to really stay mentally active and plugged in so that you always have other people that you're interacting with. So I think that is what draws and keeps people.
And the amazing thing is, what a wealth of fabulously interesting humans we have in the Columbia Pacific region who want to be instructors for Encore. And you're always looking. If you're listening to this program and you have an idea, something you would like to present through Encore, get in touch with Elizabeth, get in touch with Encore. Their website is encorelearn.net. You can also call them at the community college. They have a phone number too. But and we're going to talk about the classes, but also you have something called the Lunch Bunch, which this is a social kind of thing, right?
Absolutely, because we found that when people connect through a learning experience, sometimes they just want to develop deeper friendships, make those connections, and one way to do that is the Lunch Bunch. The Lunch Bunch, we have the first Friday of every month, and it starts at noon. It's always at a different restaurant, and it may be in Seaside, it may be in Astoria. We've even gone across, as we say, the bridge over into Washington. So we like to try new places just to get together and have fun. No agenda, no discussion points, just have a nice lunch.
I think that's great, too. Another advantage of being a member, and there are scholarships for folks who are on, you know, have limited resources, but you also, if you're an Encore member, it includes a Clatsop Community College Library card, and the Clatsop Community College Library is terrific.
That's exactly right. And with that also comes the opportunity to use the computers in their library learning resources room. So that's another nice benefit. And we have, with that library card, then we have the opportunity to do the interloan library system as well.
Look for that special book. Before we start talking about the fall classes, which are terrific, I want to take all of them. Encore classes for the fall starting September 22nd. And we'll talk about that in the second half of the program. But there's a mindfulness meditation, history of rock and roll, autism and disability information, the gift of aging. Let's talk about these special events that are happening, because we have this one coming up right away this month on August 22nd at Cullaby Lake at 1 p.m. There is an Encore Learn picnic, and you don't have to be an Encore member to go to the picnic, correct?
Correct, yes. And it's usually a lot of fun. We have a covered picnic area just in case it rains. I will let people know that there is a charge, not by Encore, but it costs $5 a car to park there at Cullaby Lake Park. So they would need to be prepared for that. And it's one of those little machines that you put your money into. But we do ask that you bring some sort of a side dish. We provide the hot dogs and beverages and desserts, but just bring, maybe your favorite side dish. And that way we can all experiment and have a nice potluck. We would ask that people call us so that we know that we've got the proper amount of main foods for folks.
Oh, that's great. Well, that's really fun coming up on Friday, August 22nd at 1 p.m. at Cullaby Lake, the South Shelter. And again, you can go to Encore Learn also, and that's on their website. And then I guess we should talk about before we talk about the classes, though, Elizabeth, how do you find your instructors and figure the themes and topics for the classes that you want to offer?
Yeah, what a great question. Well, for one thing, we have pretty much a survey every year. So we ask our members what they want, and that gives us a direction to go into. And as you had mentioned before, we have so many talented people with lots of experience here in Clatsop County and the surrounding areas. We have people coming all the way from Portland to conduct classes. But basically, we follow what we think our membership is wanting. And then we start the search. We have a network of folks that we talk with to find the specific instructors. And sometimes instructors contact us directly. And, they may say, we're planning to come to Clatsop County at such and such a time. Would we be able to make a special presentation, for example? We have a couple of people who live both here and Portland. And when they're out here, they are able to teach the longer classes. Most of our classes are, I would say, 6 to 8 weeks in length, but some are only 3 or 4 weeks. So it just depends. But we are always looking for new ideas for classes and new instructors.
Yeah, I mean, I can envision here we are in the Columbia Pacific area. We learn how to tie knots, and then we talked about technology, about, learning how to deal with your smartphone and learning how to, how are we negotiating and navigating all of these changes in the technological world. And I have to say, give a shout out to Viri, who's our amazing engineer today, because we were talking before we went live on the air about dealing with this new technology. And she said her philosophy is that you must tolerate it, adapt it, and endure it. And I love that, Viri. So good on you. Tolerate, adapt, endure. So, and we can learn some basic rudimentary things. We don't have to take the deep dive unless we're really fascinated by it. But anyway, okay, well, then let's talk, though, again, we're going to talk about the classes, but let's talk about this special presentation that's happening at the Liberty Theater on Saturday, September 27th at 1 p.m., which is called Bay Ocean, Atlantis of Oregon.
Yes. Every year we have what we call a signature event, and that event is always open to the public. And so this year, it will be at the Liberty Theater in the McTavish Room. And the author is Jerry Sutherland. He's presenting his book, Bayo Ocean Atlantis of Oregon. And that's on Saturday, September 27th at 1 p.m. And I don't know, are you familiar with Bay Ocean?
Yes, I am. But I mean, well, I'm familiar. I mean, I know about it. I know I have not actually been there, but I have heard about it. I've not heard about it described as the Atlantis of Oregon, but it's a fascinating story. I mean, mankind gets these ideas that we're just going to go do this. It's like, well, did you look at the geology? Did you think about maybe how that might work long term?
Exactly, because it was in the 1900s. A group of folks got the idea that they were going to build this fabulous resort at Bay Ocean, and it's out near Tillamook, out on a spit. And it was heralded to be, you know, just the spa to go to. But the thing that they didn't plan on is that the ocean comes in, it goes out, there's this thing called erosion. So they had a beautiful little resort community that eventually just disintegrated into the water. And so He became very interested in this, started researching it, and his book is the product of his research.
Oh, how funny. The hubris of it all. that's going to be fascinating. Okay, that's excellent. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. Today, my guest is Elizabeth Hayes. Elizabeth is the past president and board member of Encore, which is exploring new concepts of retirement education. It's a member-run organization for individuals who are 50 plus. They offer classes, short-term courses, activities. It's really an exciting, dynamic way to keep your mind, your body, your spirit engaged and active. So classes are starting September 22nd, and let's talk about the first class, which is mindfulness meditation for healthy aging.
I am really excited about this. This is a class that starts on September 22nd. It runs through November 3rd. It's every Monday from 10 until noon. Our instructor is Dr. Bernice Moore. And mindfulness meditation is a class designed to help us bring balance and resilience to our aging process. And one of the things that I've learned along the way is that meditation also supports a healthy brain function. So that is going to start, as I say, on the 22nd through November 3rd. And then on November 10th to December 8th, also on Mondays from 10 to noon, Sharon Borgart, who is our current president, is going to teach the School of Rock, the history of rock and roll.
And I love how you go right from mindfulness meditation to the history of rock and roll, School of Rock.
It's going to be a blast. Sharon is going to talk about the roots and evolution of music from 1960 through 1990. And we'll get to listen to some of the music, and it's just going to be a great time. Everybody's going to have a lot of fun with that one.
Good. Yeah, I'm looking at that, like blues, jazz, modern rock, British invasion, hard rock, disco, country rock, heavy metal, pop, grunge, alternative rock, and boy bands. Wow, that's exciting. And through it, you explore historic events during each decade, and you talk about how music of the time influences each decade, right?
Exactly. How current events really do spawn certain kinds of music, certain kinds of lyrics. I think it's just going to be very, very interesting.
And then the next class is
the local author series. And we're trying something a little bit different than we've done in the past. John Simonello, who's one of our members, is coordinating this series of classes. So each week, and it starts September 22nd, it goes through November 11th, on Mondays from 2 until 4. And every week we'll have a different local published author, and they'll discuss their work. And in some cases, they're also going to be providing the opportunity for an interactive writing activity, which I think will be very interesting. So it's really about exposure to published authors. It's learning from them how they did it, learning the techniques that they've learned along the way, and perhaps an opportunity to take a little experiment in writing ourselves.
Oh, that's terrific. Excellent. And then this is an unusual class in the sense that I think it's so vital and important. Have you ever offered this class before? Is this the first time you've offered this next class, Autism and Disability Information?
We have not. This is new, but we have noticed that this is a topic that more and more people are interested in. Autism and other disabilities touch so many people's lives. And so we thought that this would be a good one to start with. It's only 3 weeks long, so it's briefer than the others. It's Mondays 2 to 4, and it runs from November 17th to December 1st. And really the crux is to familiarize people with what is autism, and answer people's questions and provide information for us so that we understand the best way to communicate with people who experience autism.
Oh, that sounds like a really needed class. Thank you for, that's wonderful that you're doing that. Then you move right into Chinese philosophy in the classical era.
We're just really, really lucky. We have a local instructor who has been a university professor in his past life, Seth Tischner. And I think a lot of people in our radio audience will probably recognize his name. He has just been so kind with Encore over the years to offer classes of this nature. This particular one is 11 weeks long, and it starts on September 26th through December 12th. It's Fridays from 10 until noon. And it's a course that looks at the origin, the character, and the legacy of Chinese thought. And he is reviewing Chinese thought from antiquity to the 5th century AD. So a really broad look at this type of philosophy. He's also going to address the influence of this philosophy, both within China and possibly throughout the world. And finally, he's going to show the differences between Chinese philosophy and other philosophies in different world cultures. This is going to be a dynamite program.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Yes. And then the final class, The Gift of Aging.
Well, this is an interesting one, and I think new to a lot of us. We do try to offer a class that is related to health very, very frequently. And this class is taught by Eric Jensen, who is a retired former nurse. It starts on September 26th and goes until November 14th. It's on Fridays from 2 to 4. And this course will start by talking about blue zones. These are zones within the world, certain regions where people historically age very, very well. And so we're looking at spending a few weeks on that.
That's fantastic. Oh my gosh, Elizabeth, we are almost out of time, and this is such a rich topic. Encore is amazing. I want to give you a last minute or two here to talk about anything we haven't talked about. Obviously, the website, we want to encourage people to go to encorelearn.net. Or if you just type in Encore Astoria, you will find this amazing organization that provides these wonderful opportunities for lifelong love of learning. And Elizabeth, any last thoughts that you'd like to share with our listening audience?
Yes, we have an email, and that's encorelearn@clatsopcc.edu. We also have a phone number, which is 503-338-2599, and we'll be able to get back to you very quickly to respond. And I'd like to just close by reminding people that this is a wonderful opportunity for lifelong learning. We're always looking for new members, for new volunteers, people that will help us keep this organization strong and provide us with the opportunity to continue really good classes.
And it really benefits not only the individual, but the community. These
Absolutely.
Kinds of things keep us vital, and that's crucial. And also, if again, if you're listening and you have an idea for a class or a presentation you'd like to make, they are also open to that. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for being here today and for your passion about. I mean, I wish if we had more time, I'd say, what's the most interesting, fun thing that you've experienced yourself during all these classes? But we'll probably have to save that for another time. But anyway, so add some spark, add some connection to your life and get in touch with Encore and be part of this fabulous organization. Thank you again, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Donna.
And Viri, our young old soul, thank you for your engineering and thank you for your wisdom. And also my gratitude to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for Talk of Our Towns. At this moment in time, let's all stop, take a very deep breath. It is so important for body, mind, and spirit. Let's do that together right now. And then with gratitude, focus on the things that are going well in your life. There are always things that aren't going well. Focus on enhancing with gratitude the things that are going well in your life. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, the now moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.